Washington is home to a lot of people with unpopular professions, journalists, lawyers, politicians. And this week, the city has played host to a gathering of leaders from an even less popular industry, telemarketing. The Federal Trade Commission is looking to start a nationwide list that consumers can join to prevent most telemarketers from calling. But before the list starts, the FTC asked for advice, and the result, as Joel Obermeyer reports, was a hearing full of telemarketing lobbyists.
It all took place in a hotel ballroom at a 40-foot-long conference table. Some consumer advocates sat there, as well as some regulators. But most of the 20 or so seats at the table were for the lobbyists, who were continuously ready to market their cause. In a way, this hearing was like one long telemarketing call, and the FTC had to listen to it for 3 full days without hanging up.
So I think that existing customers should be preserved. I'm concerned that your rule is overbroad in this respect. I'm also concerned...
Bowing to public pressure, the FTC is considering starting a national do not call list, possibly by the end of the year. Tens of millions of consumers would likely sign up, and most telemarketers would have to leave them alone. Phone companies and banks would be exempt because the FTC doesn't have jurisdiction. But the majority of telemarketers are fighting to water down the plan. Each of them wants to explain why telemarketing isn't so bad. During a break, there's a chance to listen to their pitches. First comes Jerry Cirasale with the Direct Marketing Association. He says you should like the industry for the good of the nation.
It's a business that employs 6 million Americans and $278 billion a year of sales. So it's working. People do buy, and it creates business and helps us move out of the recession.
Some lobbyists want consumers to pay to get on the list, knowing that will make the list smaller. Charities that use telemarketers to raise funds want an exemption. But the most popular tactic is to explain how each particular company isn't the one driving you crazy with calls at dinner time. John Murray of the Newspaper Association of America says telemarketing keeps newspapers in business, and they're careful how they contact people.
But remember that a newspaper is the center of a community. If I alienate you, I have no place else to go but the people that are in that community.
Dennis McGarry's company sells legal services. He says customers and non-customers alike appreciate his calls.
And they don't even view me as a telemarketer. If you have something of interest and of value, they don't view you as an intrusion in their privacy. They make it as a welcome call.
Few consumers were at the hearing to make comments. But walk on a street just a few blocks away, and it's easy to figure out what people think. Take Dulce Benavides. She knows what she would like to tell the telemarketers.
Please don't call me. Don't call me anymore. I don't want to buy your stuff. I'm not going to buy something, you know, from a stranger on the phone.
Stacy Murison works in fundraising. She doesn't have anything against telemarketers if they would stop wasting her time with idle chit-chat.
If they just weren't my fake friends, I would be happy to give them the time of day. But because I get the, hey, Mrs. Mirisla, how you doing today? I mean, who has time for that?
Susan Stewart likes the idea of a do not call list, but until that comes, she's figured out a way to deal with the phone calls.
One of the things that we invented to do was to give the phone to my son. He's a year and a half years old, and he talks to them. He says, just like that when they talk.
Stewart recommends the strategy to anyone with the right equipment. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.